99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up. On demand.
We're streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com or smart speaker. You can always get us at 99.7 DJX. Just ask Alexa or Siri or whatever to play 99.7 DJX. You can get us there. So remember, everything happened at once, it seemed. You had the coronavirus pandemic really taking grip in the United States. At around the same time, the murder hornets became a thing in the United States.
And it was like a hot second, though, and then no one cared about the murder hornets anymore.
And then, yeah, I mean, maybe the murder hornets were blown out of proportion.
Maybe.
For sure.
Or they just weren't in this area.
But then, now apparently, we have karate bears to deal with.
10 seconds of magic.
It is, and it's William tweeted a video of a bear. And it looks like it's a guy, like it's a real bear, but it looks like it could be a guy in a bear costume.
Yeah, and he's just swinging around like nunchucks.
But are they real nunchucks or are they just like sticks with like a branch or something?
It looks like nunchucks.
It
looks like the real deal. The bear is kind of playful with it, but then he also looks a little like a boss. Like he's seen a few movies, learned a few moves.
He definitely has. That bear... I mean, I think bears with frickin' nunchucks might be something.
I mean, you can call them karate bear, you can call them ninja bear, whatever. I think it all works.
What's next? Sharks with laser beams on their head?
Could very well
on their head?
Listen, we had how many Sharknado movies?
Right.
Don't say it out loud too much.
All right.
Stranger things have happened. Won't. Anything goes.
Yeah, if you want to see this bear.
He looks like he's having so much fun.
I mean, wouldn't you? At Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter.
I need this to kind of have like kung fu fighting in the background
something. I was trying to see if I could like pull that up real quick because I feel like the bear with a...
It needs a soundtrack.
With nunchucks.
Yeah.
Does definitely need some sort of soundtrack.
Yeah.
Does this make it better?
It does a little.
All right.
It really enhances it. The 10 seconds of a bear with a nunchuck.
Hit it, bear!
Oh, what? Around like he's got the form, does he not?
Somewhere, someone on the internet is going to combine these two.
That needs to happen.
And make it magic.
Maybe it already did like 5 minutes ago. Who knows?
Go, bear.
Everybody was kung fu.
There you go. That's funny. All right, you can see this bear at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter.
Quick question, Kelly.
Uh-huh.
Food item or a grocery item that you always go for the name brand. You never buy the generic or knockoff.
Yes, fruit cups, like mandarin oranges and the little like cherry mixed fruit cups.
Does it have to be like what, Dole?
It has to be Dole, okay. 100% juice.
Okay.
Because the kids know the difference.
Really?
Yes, 100%. I've tried to do like the store brand or even any other name brand. Nope. It must be Dole, and it must be 100% juice.
Okay. For me, I think ice cream, for me. Like, generic store brand ice cream, I'm just like, no, miss me with that. I'm not wasting the calories. I want the name brand ice cream that I recognize, the Ben and Jerry's, the Graters.
Okay, I was gonna say, there's a ton of brand names, so which one is it?
Yeah, like the Ben and Jerry's, the Graters, Jenny's ice cream, you know, so some of that name brand ice cream. But then Sterling Riggs, our buddy over at DRB, was like, gotta do peanut butter, and it's gotta be Jif. Never doing knockoff peanut butter. It's always peanut butter. And you know what?
Extra crunchy.
That's gotta be a close second for me, I think, as well. Even though I do find myself, I'm okay with knockoff peanut butter because I feel like sometimes peanut butter's peanut butter. But especially if I'm getting the stir kind, then it's gotta be like the name brand peanut butter. So,
okay. Premium. Now, I will say this. There are some things where the store brand is our favorite. Like, we love the Meyer brand mixed berry applesauce cups.
So
delicious. So I'll buy that. I will not buy name brand of that.
Jennifer rolls in and says, Heinz ketchup, hands down. Never going generic ketchup.
Okay, sure.
Foggy tweets, Kraft American cheese has got to be Kraft on the American cheese. And again, Heinz ketchup. So people aren't going knockoff ketchup. It's got to be the Heinz ketchup.
It's got to be the good stuff, for sure. And do they even make any other name brands of cheese? It's only Kraft, right?
Katie says Oreos. don't even come at me with those Hydrox cookies.
Oh, yeah, the generic ones, yeah. You know what? I've never actually been bold enough to try the generics, to be honest.
Heather says Pop-Tarts. You know,
Yes.
If I'm going to go Pop-Tarts, I'm going to go name brand, I think.
Yes, 100%. And Hot Fudge Sundae is the favorite.
We have gotten into so many discussions about this, and you're wrong. Sorry, that is an incorrect answer. Hot Fudge Sundae Pop-Tart is trash. It's got to be brown cinnamon sugar. So
that's like dessert.
All right. Set of the Bar and Florida combined to make one nice little package for you here on 99.7 DJX. Small example of what not to do if you can manage to make it through the day without hunting iguanas near a school. You're doing okay. Oh, gosh.
Oh, wow.
This is like straight country out of Florida. Florida high school had to actually go into lockdown. After there was a guy that was just near the school. He didn't actually go into school property, but he was near a school with a rifle shooting iguanas.
Like, yeah, they're going to be a little upset about that.
I guess I'm just wondering, do you need a rifle to shoot iguanas? Like, why are you hunting iguanas?
Yeah, no, they seem to be pretty harmless, right?
Well,
like, people have them for pets.
Yeah, and I know that iguanas are, like, pretty invasive in Florida. Like, they're kind of like squirrels here. You see them all over the place. But I feel like when the temperature dips, they just freeze up and they fall on the ground like rain. So I don't feel like a rifle is really necessary. You just gather them up. If you're really that hard up for iguana meat, like,
they eat them?
I don't know. Florida's,
is that a thing?
Florida's really a part of the United States, but it's almost like its own country.
Right. I'm thinking more pets than dinner.
So,
down there, right?
Again, there are still laws, and let's not hunt iguanas with a rifle near a school. Okay.
People can get confused.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thankfully, it wasn't anything more serious. If you can manage to make it through the day without hunting the iguana near a school, you're doing okay.
Come here, you little critter. Whoop! Don't do that.
That's at the Bar. You know what I was thinking? And I saw this stat, and I was wondering if this is going to change over the next few years, just with how offices are set up and how workplaces are now. But I saw this stat that almost half of office workers have had a workplace romance.
Half?
Yes.
That sounds very high.
Yes.
That's way higher than what I would have thought.
And about a fifth of them are still together. Now, I will admit that I married an office romance.
Look at that.
I know. My wife and I, we got together and saw each other while we were working together. So
it's a sub shop, wasn't it? Called Grinders?
Yes.
Cute.
Yes, it was.
I love it.
But yeah, I guess a percentage of people have had three or more flings with people that they work with on a day-to-day basis. About 10 months is what you can expect for an office romance. But I was sitting there looking at this stat going, I wonder how that's going to change. Because there are going to be people who meet their future spouse at work, like me.
That's true.
That aren't going
to
get that.
You know, it's hard to meet people
nowadays.
And wherever you can find love, it's rare, then you got to jump at it. But when it's at the workplace, there can be some complications, especially if that's a no-no, according to the handbook of your employer.
Yeah, for sure. And most of the office romances were from people who were at the same rung.
Right.
In the company.
It's way more complicated if there's different levels of hierarchy.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Now, have you... I was going to say, you've worked... you didn't want to... Are you saying that because I know?
Listen, there was a hierarchy difference.
I know, and it was a long time.
Situation.
It was a long time before you met your loving husband.
Very long time ago.
Yes.
And it was like a couple of weeks, and that was about it.
And listen, she's not talking about me. Like,
nope.
This is not, Kelly and I have never seen each other naked. We've not gone down that path. It's fine.
I've seen you in various states of undress, but that's a different story.
That's different altogether.
It's a different story. No, yes, no, it was just, yeah. It was,
okay, yeah.
It was one of those. There you go. It's just a couple weeks.
Yeah. just, you know, let, you know what?
Let's go through a breakup.
Letting that person know that they were very special.
They were appreciated. And they got a really good grade on the internship.
Oh my gosh.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So we got this message. It is written in all caps.
Okay.
So I feel like I need to read it as such.
Okay. All right.
I have to have you pull one of your phone tabs on my husband, Scott. Long story short, we're in a practical joke battle right now. Last week, he sent me to pick up a pizza they never ordered.
Oh, fun. All right.
So dumb, but he thought it was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
He's out of town on business. I'll tell you, we just had our backyard completely redone. Huge patio, built-in gazebo, outdoor kitchen, the works. I will also let you in on a little secret that I wanted a pool, and so did our son, but he kept complaining on the work to maintain it and that it adds no value to the house. So go get him. Thanks. No mercy. Karen.
Well, take a couple deep breaths, Scott, because here comes your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi there. I'm looking for Scott.
This is Scott.
Scott, hi, Robert Hasenpepper. I'm out at the site now, and I was going over the plans, and I really couldn't remember if we want 8 feet or 10 feet for depth.
Okay. Who are you? And I don't know what you're referring to.
Robert Hasenpepper. I'm with the quality control, and I head to every dig to make sure we have the proper depth.
I'm sorry, depth for what?
Your pool. Your depth for your pool, sir.
I'm not getting a pool.
Well, I have the order right here.
No, that's a mistake. We're not getting a pool.
Well, I'm pretty sure you are getting a pool. I mean, because we're almost done with the digging.
You better not have dug up anything.
Well, your wife was just here. She helped some of the guys load the old gazebo into a dumpster.
What? That is a brand new... We just installed that. Why would you? Would I ruin something I just paid a lot of money for? What are you doing?
Well, I thought you wanted to upgrade to an Olympic-sized pool, so we had to find the room.
Stop whatever you're doing right now. Stop. Stay right here on the line. I'm going to call my wife. Your number came up blocked. What's your number so I can call you back?
Listen, sir. I got 500 gallons of water sitting in a truck on your lawn that's going to go in this hole today if that's the plan, right?
Like hell. Do you think I'm going to tell you? You better just stop what you're doing right now. I would like your company to reinstall everything exactly how it was because this is insanity. This is a mistake. I mean, you got that?
Listen, you sound tense. You know... Swimming is a great stress reliever, so you know this could be a blessing in disguise.
I just spent $20,000 on redoing that backyard, and you're telling me that you're ripping it apart right now on this phone?
Listen,
what are you talking about?
Sir, you're going to have a heart attack. We have some of the patio stones that are still salvageable. We stacked them up on the side of your house. You probably repurpose those.
I want everything put back exactly how it was, or I will sue your company. To the wall. I promise you, I swear, you'll be out of business so fast. I'm going to call my wife right now, and I'm going to call my lawyer. What is the name of your pool company? What is it? Tell me right now.
It's a on-the-air pool installation.
On air, like walking on air?
Yeah, kind of. More like you're on the air pool.
On air pools. Got it. Like I said, if you do anything else, you stop right there. Just don't have everyone stop. All your workers stop right now. What's your number? What is your number?
Well, your wife has the number. That's how I was able to get a hold of you.
Okay, well, don't. Why don't you just give me your number? Just give it to me, sir. I'm going to try to be cool. Give me your number.
Sir, you're going to have a heart attack. Your wife arranged for the fake pool to be put in, not me. You're angry at the wrong person here.
Dude, what? Oh, my God.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my God, dude. I completely fell for it.
Are you okay? It's Ben Davis from 99.7 DJX.
This is great. One of those radio calls, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Holy cow. I thought you were going to bust, have an aneurysm.
I literally thought I was going to have a heart attack.
Your wife set the entire thing up. I hope you enjoy your new backyard.
Yeah, I guess I had it coming, though, for real.
But seriously, a couple deep breaths will do you good. In through the nose, out through the mouth, it's going to be okay. Ashley texts in, I can't stop laughing. Yeah, well...
A little Olympic sized pool.
Listen, we got 500 gallons of water that's going into this hole, whether you want it to or not.
It's swimming is relaxing.
That's right. That's a phone tap. So there's a little twist that I'll reveal here in just a sec, but setting the bar from Florida, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to steal a utility pole, then you're doing okay.
Why are we trying to steal a utility pole? Like, what can we do with that at home?
Yeah, again, thanks to everybody who sent us this Florida story from WPTV in Florida.
While crews across Florida worked to repair damages and restore electricity, a pair of men were caught trying to steal a power utility pole.
Okay, why would you do that? What are you going to do with one of those?
Are they thinking free power?
Yeah, right.
You heard me right. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office tweeted out this photo of two shirtless men sitting in handcuffs.
Wait, hang on. Of course.
They're shirtless.
Of course they're shirtless. Of course they're shirtless. Thank you, Florida.
The utility pole sitting on top of an SUV. Uh-huh. See that? Both men were placed under arrest.
Yeah, so here's the thing. These couple guys, someone had reported seeing them load a light pole on top of an SUV 2 days after...
They had an SUV?
Yep. 2 days after Hurricane Irma caused major damage. Yeah, twist. This is from 3 years ago. It's going around Facebook yet again. However, we didn't hit it back 3 years ago, so why not, right?
How did we miss that?
So if you see it rolling around Facebook, it's still kind of funny, but just know that this isn't a current story. But then according to the police report, as soon as the officer heard it over the radio, he saw two guys without shirts loading the light pole on top of the Kia SUV that they had and noticed then that there was a light pole missing from an area on top of the bridge and saw the car driving eastbound with the pole on its roof.
He put two and two together, connected those dots real quick. That's great.
They're shirtless. They've got a big utility pole strapped to the roof of their car.
That's not something you see every day.
Bet that's the people they're talking about. So anyways.
Maybe.
Setting the bar. Thank you, Florida. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to steal a utility pole, then you're doing okay.
Good note.
You know, regardless of whether this story's 3 years old, I think the moral of this story still rings true, right?
Oh, it still needs a spotlight, sure.
At Ben and Kelly Show on social media, and I got to be honest with you, this next story may turn your stomach, and it actually just turned mine when I just read it, because I literally just had sushi the other night for dinner, and this story involves... sushi.
People love sushi.
It's delicious.
It is delicious.
And I almost feel bad saying this story because there are some great sushi places around town.
Well, let's preface this. This didn't happen here, right? Didn't happen here.
Tokyo?
Yeah, that's far away.
I feel like, though, Tokyo should be...
really good at sushi.
At sushi?
What happened? Just ripped a Band-Aid off. What happened?
All right, so this woman... and goes into the doctor, right? She's complaining of a sore throat. She's like, sore throat. Can you check me out? Doc's like, yeah, sure. Say, sticks the old looky thing down there.
A little flashlight?
Sure.
Little light thingy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I took a half semester pre-med. I'm pretty sure that's pretty accurate.
Practically a doctor.
So the exam revealed, and this is where I'm going to caution you, with what I'm about to say.
Especially if you happen to be having sushi for breakfast, put the chopsticks down.
Which, by the way, delicious. Leftover sushi.
Yummy.
Uh-huh.
Proceed with caution.
She goes in, sore throat, doctor looks, reveals a black moving worm. Left tonsil. Here's the thing. It was a type of parasitic roundworm that she had, I guess, contracted after eating some assorted sashimi 5 days prior. Listen,
I did not know that was possible.
Neither did I. Listen, they just said they removed it with the tweezers. She's going to be fine.
That's great news.
Yeah.
But the nightmares.
Yes!
How does she deal with the nightmares?
You don't.
Because I would never sleep again.
And again... and I think this is, she had to have, like, she had to go to a place that was maybe not necessarily the standards that most sushi places have. Because I feel like you have to have sushi grade level fish to operate a sushi restaurant.
Like maybe this is like a D. Do they have grading levels?
Maybe this is one of those like back alley sushi places. Hey, it looks like you want some Nigiri.
Okay.
Tell you what, I got a great deal on some yellowfin over here. Yeah, so
this just gives me chills.
Yeah, so again, I don't know even why we're telling you this.
Well, it's kind of like, I didn't know it was possible, kind of a thing, right?
Okay, so we're telling you this, that know that in the back of your mind it is possible, I guess, if you go to a back alley sushi dealer who's peddling sushi out of his trench coat.
Probably not the best place to buy it.
Hey, look, I got some nice salmon here.
It's real tasty.
I got some tuna. Okay. I tell you, it's lukewarm. It's been up against the side of my body. So, yeah.
Back alley sushi.
Yeah, steer clear of back alley sushi is what we're trying to say.
Okay,
all right?
That's a great public service.
I'm just
going
to go ahead and say this is setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without eating from back alley sushi places from a guy in a trench coat, which we're assuming that she got this from.
Oh, wow.
Then you're doing okay.
It's just so much.
Yeah. I mean, do we dare tweet the story out?
Maybe.
Okay.
I mean, all right. We have tweeted worse things.
Have we?
There's been, I don't know, where do we put this on the scale of worst things we've talked about on the show?
It's gross.
It's going to be
on a gross factor.
Is it
the
top 5?
Okay. So anyways, thank you for sticking with us this entire time to know that
is it up there with Todd the Eye Beetle?
Okay.
Got a relationship problem? Let the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show screw it up. It's group therapy.
All right. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey.
Hey. So thank you for allowing us to contact you. Will you walk us through what you wrote us?
Sure. Okay. So, you know, I always thought that my wife enjoyed our bedroom life.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, my God.
But recently she asked me to spice things up by talking dirty to her in the bedroom.
Oh, all right.
So I tried doing that and she didn't like it.
Like you weren't any good, you weren't saying what she wanted to hear or?
Well, she didn't specifically tell me what she wanted to hear. So like I didn't know. So, you know, she said she just wanted it to be spontaneous and like sexy.
Okay. I feel like you and I are cut from the same cloth. Like, spontaneous and sexy isn't in our DNA.
Oh, my God.
That's okay. I'm just, like, so confused, though, because, like, I need some guidance and don't know where else to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you have any suggestions from, like, the ladies in your audience as to, like, what they'd like to hear?
Oh, wow.
So, are you asking for the women listening to text or call us and give you suggestions?
No.
Yes.
This is the most random request I think that we've ever gotten. But I appreciate you, Kevin, and I appreciate you thinking about our show when it comes to this.
Thanks.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know.
Kelly, you're a woman.
Yeah, no, not gonna. Uh-uh. I am not. Nope. Not going.
Do you?
Nope, nope. Uh-uh.
Do you?
No. Uh-uh. Kevin, like, really, really precious that you're coming to us for this, but I would really like to have this conversation off the air.
I feel like I could paraphrase if people were to text, right? We could do that. Because
are you going
to
put a sexy voice on?
I
Oh, wow. Don't do that. Nope. Don't do that. This is no. Oh, God. See, no, and I feel for Kevin because it's like, it sounds like he's tried it.
Okay, so.
And then she criticized him, so that doesn't make him feel safe.
Maybe as
to
Kim's,
try again.
Right, maybe as Kim suggests via text message, whisper all the chores you did that day.
Oh, yes. I 100% agree with that.
I vacuumed.
Yes.
Folded the laundry.
Yes.
Emptied the dishwasher.
Did you vacuum?
I didn't vacuum, but I'll get to that.
Oh, come on!
Sorry, I ruined it. I ruined it.
You did. See?
All right.
You were going so well.
Maybe you have suggestions for poor Kevin. And really for me, too, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Take notes.
And any guy within the sound of our voices, right? Kevin messaged us, and then we talked to him. He is asking for help in talking dirty to his wife.
OMG. Andrea is like, I need to go into the office and pretend to be a professional, but I'm just sitting here nervously waiting to see what dirty stuff people send in. Katie's like, I have absolutely nothing to offer, but I'm here for the suggestion.
Yeah, right. I know. I kind of am too. So Least is all like, hey, if a guy talks dirty to me, I'm just going to punch him in the face because it's weird. All right. Well, and there's that. But then we get a random text message that just says, this feels so weird to text. I like being told how good it feels, how dirty I am. It's hard for us to reiterate this.
And stuff like that. I don't want to be brought into Kevin's bedroom. I don't.
Wanda,
I don't
want to
be there.
Wanda rolls in. Listen, any listener of ours by the name of Wanda, you know, is going to have some experience under her belt.
Oh my God.
Wanda rolls in, Kevin, honey. Oh, God.
Can you say that?
Just blank her blank, 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 blank the hair.
Oh, God.
And if she blank, blank, talk, whisper in her ear, dirty, 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 dirty. LMAO.
No. All right. I wonder, you say I say I love you.
Natalie, hey.
I think he should say, like, I've been looking for it. For this all day. I've been, you know, wanting this all day. I'm going to punish you.
I'm going to punish you?
This is not in this is not in any kind of order.
Natalie, I'm blushing. I feel like I'm learning more about you than I wanted.
Oh, I just started OnlyFans. I don't know if I should wait.
All right, those are good starts.
I think that's a pretty good start. I think someone else can take over from there.
All right, sounds good. Yes, Natalie, I appreciate you.
Not a problem.
Hey, Tony.
I got advice for Kevin.
Oh, okay.
Kevin learned how to say a few phrases about his wife in French.
Okay, do you have that example?
Why, myself? No, but merci beaucoup, mademoiselle.
Okay, all right. That sounds very romantic, I guess.
You know, he can actually send a low tone voice, and he can learn how to say a few things about her that will be actually not really strong sexual content, but it's in a different language, and with a low tone self mode, it comes out as sexy.
All right, Tony, appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Okay, obviously this has worked for Tony.
I think we're doing it wrong.
I'm going to say to my wife tonight, can I whisper in your ear?
Oh, she's going to punch you, I think.
Brittany texts in and says, I can't even look at myself in the mirror putting my makeup on due to the awkwardness of this right now. Listen, Brittany, we're having to field all these text messages, and how do we edit them in real time?
Oh, God. I just got a text message. If someone starts talking to me in French during all that, I'm kicking them out. I don't know if we're on board with the French.
I got a text from a listener. Just ask if she's been bad. And then follow it with blank, blank, blank.
Stop.
Blank, blank.
Stop. Ashley's like, I'm not even sure what I just walked in on. Yeah, neither are we.
Here's the thing. Kevin, when a listener comes to us for needs in the bedroom, we need to deliver.
Yes, okay. We do have a responsibility to serve our audience, and Kevin's our audience, and we're trying to help him out.
Got a text question from a list. Says simply, need some opinions or advice on girls proposing to guys.
Ooh.
Asking, does it look like the girl is being impatient or pushy?
Yeah, typically when I was dating, never wanted to be the first to say the L word or anything like that because you're afraid you're going to come off
rejection.
Yes, or that they'd think you're a little too pushy and they'd run away, stuff like that.
So you're kind of the mindset of let the guy still propose, kind of a more traditional approach.
I would say if you've spoken about it, if you guys have started to talk about that being a possibility, then maybe that's a safe zone.
Yeah,
you take things into your own hands.
Yeah,
but
guess,
if you haven't ever mentioned it before, that's
yeah.
Real.
I mean, I think that's the key too. Is you got to make sure that conversation
has happened.
Where if you have mentioned marriage or getting engaged or things like that, then I think that opens the door a little bit more to now. If he's just like, yeah, we'll get engaged. I see a future for us together, and it's been a long time.
Yeah,
and you're like, well, I'm just going to do it. Maybe that's a red flag in itself.
Could be.
You know?
We do need some experts. to weigh in on this.
Does it look like the girl's being impatient? I don't think so, but I feel like if he hasn't done it, and I don't know, maybe that's just me being like that traditional mindset of a guy asks a girl to marry him.
Yes, especially back when I was single and dating, it was kind of a thing where most of my friends, it's one of those days that you dream of. You have this story, but there could be, I don't know, maybe there's a mindset now that a lot of women are just like, you know what, I can do that.
I don't know. According to a little poll so far that we've put up on Twitter, at Ben and Kelly Show, 62% so far is saying go for it. Another text from a listener says, show him a cute video of a girl proposing to a guy and ask him what he thinks. There's your answer.
Oh.
All right.
That's a fun way to dip your toe in the water.
Sure.
Do a little investigative questions.
Now, you know, I'm a little bit more of the traditional where I was like, well, you know, maybe it's, you know, if the guy hasn't asked you yet, that's a red flag. Like you want to kind of let him lead on that. Because yes, for your fear,
I've always defaulted to letting them lead
because of rejection.
Sure.
Okay. Rachel.
So I think traditionally, like you said, it's always been the man who obviously is the one that pops the question. I think if a woman does that, they've already been talking about it. But if a woman wants something nowadays, she knows that she can and she should go for it. If he's in love and, you know, he wants it, then it'll be reciprocated. So I don't think it's the one-sided anymore like it was traditionally.
All right. Have a good one, Rachel.
You too, hon. Bye-bye.
Oh, Andrew, the love doctor. We sent out the bat signal and you answered.
I heard you early, and of course I'm listening to you guys every morning.
Andrew, the love doctor. So what do you think?
Well, I think first and foremost, you guys hit on some great points. It is a generational thing. People that are my age, it was more of a tradition where the guy asked the woman to marry him. And I think that nowadays, it depends on the age group. If they're in their 20s and 30s and they've talked about it, it's something they've looked at, and they've been together a long time, they're on the same page, like Kelly mentioned earlier, there's nothing wrong with the woman asking the guy to marry her. Not a thing wrong with that. Now, with that being said, again, they all have to be on the same page. It has to be something where it's been talked about. Like Ben, you said earlier, if it's something just out of the blue, there's a red flag, probably not something that's good to be doing. But no, this day and age, in this generation, if they're in this generation, you know, right now, absolutely. Not a thing wrong with that. Go for it, girl.
Look at you.
I like it. Look, we got the official stamp of approval from Andrew the Love Doctor, our resident unofficial official expert.
Love it. Thank you, man.
Keep on loving, guys.
So I think the main thing is you got to have had the talk first.
Yes.
If you're both on the same page with the talk where it's like, hey, yeah, you know, getting married, yeah, that's something, yeah, for sure. Go for it.
And it's all going to depend, too, on his personality. If you think that he'd totally be cool with that.
Oh my
or
gosh.
If he is one of those traditionalists who think that's his job.
I just got nervous that we are potentially shaping the outcome of her relationship.
Oh, we are. Poo or get off the pot?
Yeah, where it's like,
is that, hey, I feel like that's maybe where she's at.
We've been dating for 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, okay.
It's time.
Yeah.
It's time.
Okay.
Kelly, got to ask you a question. Have you ever felt the power within your hands of a power washer?
I haven't been the one to hold the power washer. I've seen it in action.
Okay. I think I may have found my new favorite thing in the world.
That's great.
And that's power washing. So,
does it make you feel like a real big man?
It made
big, strong man, because you get to harness the sheer power
of water. Yes.
Yeah.
I borrowed my brother-in-law's power washer like 3 weeks ago, right? I was just going to like clean up the patio a little bit, and I pull out the hose, and my wife's like, why don't you use the power washer? We have it. I was like, oh, yeah. And that was it. I just felt
magical.
I felt that, and I was like, oh, gosh. And it was like erasing the entire patio.
Yes, it's a big, like, magic eraser.
Yes! And I sat there, and what was going to be a quick 10-minute just spray off the back patio turned into a multi-hour, like, I power washed the entire thing, and then I was like, what else can I power wash?
Of course. You know what? We've got an entire deck that needs a real good power washing. So,
do you want me to come over?
Bring it on over, sweetie.
Do you want me to come over? I might start a business. Who knows? Because it was electrifying.
Is that what firefighters feel like? Kind of like that when you're harnessing the big hose from the fire truck.
I mean, I've never felt the power of a hose in my hands like that.
But
I have to feel like it's similar.
But I got to, yes. So yeah, I did my entire back patio. And I mean, the validation, Kelly, the validation from my family as they walked down, I'm like, wow, it's like a new patio. Uh-huh. I was like, wow, I know. And so I start going around, like looking at for other things to power wash. And I'm like, okay, siding. Where's my siding? And I just started spraying down my siding. And I'm like, oh, look at that. Look at that dirt and grime just falling off.
Mm-hmm. Just flying away. That's like, great. You've discovered a power washer.
That was my excitement over the weekend.
That's really what it comes down to.
I discovered power washer. I can literally feel people rolling their eyes right now. But you got to understand.
I bet your neighbors are real proud of you, too. They're like, ow. Their houses never look so good.
Probably not, because I started it at like 8 in the morning.
Oh.
And you can hear the you know,
from the loud. Yeah.
All right, so I just need to know if I have an open invitation to come over and power wash your deck sometime.
The deck isn't going anywhere.
Okay, so I don't need to like get your permission to come over and power wash it. Okay, because I might just do that. Now, hey, do you have an extra?
It needs another staining, so we got to get rid of all the nastiness that's on there right now.
I got to ask, do you have exterior power and an exterior hose that I can connect to? Because if so, I'm
sure
in.
Do.
Okay, great.
It's out there right now.
This is great. I'll be over in 15 minutes.
That's great.
Hunter.
Are we going to do like another break on the power washer? Is that what we're doing?
But hey, listen, Kelly, when I've found something new in my life, I'm going to share it with the world.
Great. Let's keep going with it.
Hunter texts in and says, you should go to a fire station and ask the firefighters to try out their hose. I was a firefighter for 5 years. We blew a hole through a chimney during a house fire once. Holy cow. The power within one of those hoses in your hand, I don't even think I could like fathom that.
I need you to show up to a firehouse and to say, hey,
the St. Matthews Fire Department.
Try out your hose.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey guys, I was told by Hunter that I could just come by and try out your hose. Is that cool? Can we do that?
I don't think so.
Can we do that?
I might get you arrested.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX. Brand new episode. Brand new episode.